Proverbs for the day, March the 15th, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4 and 7. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Now, Proverbs has so much to say about words. And the reason for that is we live by words. Now, sometimes it can be almost paralyzing or terrifying to realize how important words are. You know, the right word at the right time can almost literally change a person's life. It can definitely have an impact. The right thing said at the right time. So there's places in Proverbs where timing is important. And here, he's talking about the kind of words. He's talking about where they come from. We'll look at three things briefly. Words carry the power of life or death. Now, there are some words that are neutral, but most are not. And there are different degrees to which they carry wholesomeness or perverseness. There are different degrees to which they carry knowledge or foolishness. But the idea is that for the most part, okay, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Words affect you. Let's say that you're going through life and you're in line at the grocery or wherever, and there's someone there, and you're pretty much, you're not captive, of course, you could walk out, but for that brief few moments, you're there, and then there's somebody there that just is perverse in their talk and their words. It's a breach in the spirit, and it won't ruin your spirit necessarily. But it can threaten to affect it. Now, of course, Christians are to be stronger than that. We are to be more stable than that. But a lot of it depends on how we view words and what kind of words we've been getting. A wholesome tongue, that is, it uses wholesome words. Boy, I tell you, if you began to sit down and write out and describe what wholesome is, it's a venture all in itself, because a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. It uses wholesome words. It talks on wholesome subjects. It approaches it in a wholesome, healthy, holy, discreet, appropriate way. So a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. It brings with it the power of life. It brings with it the power of encouragement. It brings with it the power. And I'm not just talking about, you know, shallow encouragement, you know, you're wonderful, you're great, all that kind of thing. I mean things that connect you to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the spirit-filled walk and to the things of God. So these words carry this power. And then these words come from within. They carry the power of life or death. They come from within. He mentions spirit here. Perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. And verse 4 mentions the heart. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Now, if you're a believer, and pretty much you wouldn't be listening consistently if you weren't a believer, if you're not saved, somehow you are listening to these words, the breach in your spirit, the first thing to do is you need to call upon Jesus Christ, come to Jesus Christ for salvation. If you're saved, you have two natures. You have that old you, and you have the new you, Galatians 2:20. You have two kinds of sources of words within you. This is why you might see a believer, a professing believer, and they very well may be a believer, and you'll see them, and all of a sudden, something happens in their life where they make a few decisions, and they go against God, and they bail out on God, and the very next thing you know, what happens is their life, their practices, their languages, and everything in their life is wrong. And they begin to talk and say and have a breach in the spirit that you just didn't think was possible. We won't read the whole thing because it's 18 verses, but James chapter 3 is a great passage on the tongue. And your King James Bible is superior to any kind of text you're going to find anywhere about everything. And this passage here on the tongue shows it. And the idea is this. He says the tongue, verse 8, can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. He said, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. So to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. And I'll say this, I've used this phrase forever, and it helps me. I think it might help some of you. It's better for the salt water to come out your eyes, tears, than out your mouth, words, because they come from within. And then, thirdly, words are a choice. They carry power of life and death. They come from within. They're a choice. You have to choose which nature. You choose which nature to listen to yield your members. Your tongue's a member. Your brain's a member. Your eyes, your hands, your feet. Okay? We choose which one, it'll affect my words. Now, what do you give out as far as words go? Look at verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. What would that bring? Fruit. Fruit. What kind of fruit? Tree of life or perverseness? Verse 7, knowledge or foolishness? What kind of fruit would be associated with your words? If you were to just you, not the whole world. See, it's not about what do people think about you. It's not what do they think of us. It's what are we putting out. And if we were to look at the tally and the tone and the type of your words every day, just say, Lord, help me to know that these things are so. A person can choose to be the sole source of wholesome words, because we can choose to get in that book, obey that new nature, have a wholesome tongue. We can choose to disperse knowledge, or it can be perverseness, a breach in spirit, and foolishness.